internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Good evening and welcome to the Sports Maverick Show with the Oprah of Sports, Ida Moyet. Now, the Sports Mavericks.
Well, welcome to the Sports Mavericks Show, where we redefine the elite athlete by bringing education, athleticism, and community service together. We'll bring fun back to sports and make it part of family entertainment. We lay the foundation for excellence as we help parents navigate the challenges of playing sports from high school to the pros. I am Ida Moya, your host, and you are listening to the Sports Mavericks Show. Now let's look around the news in sports today. We had a lot of exciting news going on. In the NFL, Pac-Man won't appeal, you know, his one-year suspension that obviously was handed down by the new NFL commissioner, Mr. Goodall. He said that he's just going to focus on getting back into sports and take this year as a time to reflect on his life. So now that the league is actually concentrating more on character issues, I think we've got a new sheriff in town. Some good news is Donovan McNabb is ahead of his rehab schedule, and he was called actually doing some workouts with the Philadelphia Eagles, so kudos to him for getting on track. We had his mom on here in recent times, and of course she was very concerned about that, so she's got to have a great feeling right now. And old Ben Roethlisberger moves on. This is the anniversary of the crash, and it just went over by like a whimper as he again concentrated on having a winning season this year with the new coach Tomlin. Now, Major Baseball is going to give us all a whole lot of heartaches here because that 747 is right there in the pocket right now with Barry Bonds. He had two against Toronto, and it's got eight more to go. So it's not if he's going to do it, it's when he's going to do it, break that Hank Aaron record. And then on the Spurs, of course, they jumped above the Cavaliers and surged to a two lead here. And, of course, that is, I guess most people are giving them a five-star rating in their performance. And, of course, Parker is really trying to get to Paris so he can do those nuptial things because he is playing like a real champ. We turn over to the college situation here. We had a lot of drama, of course, with seeing Billy Donovan having to apologize to the Magics for turning down a $27.4 million purse to return to Florida with the King welcome. But I guess he says, look, you know, it's not about money. It's about where my heart is, and we give him kudos on that. Some bad news for Florida. Two of the Gators have been caught actually allegedly buying pot. So we'll hear more about that in the upcoming weeks. So, but apparently they were caught dead ringer buying pot, and it's reported in the newspaper. And then the good old president there at University of Florida has sort of backed off of the playoff proposal, saying that he's just going to wait this year and see what happens, but he really feels that the playoff is in the works here. Turning over to the golf here, we've got Annika Sorenstam basically fighting with Michelle Wee, still fighting on that crafty tactics that she thinks that Michelle Wee used. And Rafael Nadal, he wins a third French opening and sends Federer actually home empty-handed. And, of course, the Americans were kicked out early on that French Open, and hopefully we'll see a resurgence in that. But we're not getting anything on the American front right now. Williams Sisters was the last hope we had, and they petered out. Okay, let's get to our program today. We are going to be talking about nutrition and dealing with sports athletes and their nutrition as well as their lifestyle. And we've got a really special guest for you this evening. His name is Elliot Halls. He has a BS and a CSCS, which is actually his credentials as a certified strength and conditioning specialist. He has a certification from the National Strength and Conditioning Association, and he's done extensive studies with Paul Cheek, which is considered as the Cheek Institute in Vista, California. He holds the title of a corrective holistic exercise kinesiology. That's a mouthful. Exercise coach and a nutrition and lifestyle coach as well. So we're going to get him on this front here. We're going to talk about nutrition tonight. And again, I'm Ida Moya, your host, and we're so happy to have you here with us this evening. Welcome to the show, Elliot.
Ida, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here, and I want to thank you at home for listening as well.
Well, thank you so much again. I'm sure they're so excited because we've been talking about getting that mental and physically tough athlete together here. And this just really brings into the sense of how do you really get these guys to prepare for the real task of playing the sports. Now, obviously nutrition is a big part. Becoming an elite athlete requires good genes, good training, and conditioning, and a sensible diet. And I'm assuming that optimal nutrition is essential for peak performance. So let's get in here and let's talk about, Elliot, what is it that we need to do? What are the benefits of eating well if you are an athlete?
Well, you know, what's really, really, really important that I'd like everybody to understand tonight, the point I'd like to get across is, if among anything else, this is the most important thing, is that the quality of our food source has diminished severely throughout the planet Earth. It has. And then the choices that we're making with regard to food quality is limited in that regard, that our soil has been depleted, thus our vegetables and our plant life, and as well as the animals that eat those plants and then subsequently we eat, are depleted in a lot of the minerals and vitamins and macronutrients that we are essential to our survival, much less sports performance. And if you're an athlete, you're not looking to survive, you're looking to thrive, especially if you're on the upper echelon of sports performance. So I want to make sure that everybody understands that the quality of our food is paramount. And if you're, you know, most of what we eat, I wouldn't even consider food. If you look at it, if you look at the labels of most of these foods, so-called foods, they look more like nail polish remover than actual foods. So that's really the take-home point, is you know, the quality of the foods that we're eating is quite poor. And I want to make sure that you understand tonight, I'm going to give you several tips and use, things that you can use and take home so that you can make the wise choice so that your performance can increase almost overnight.
Excellent. So what you're really saying is whenever a highly talented, motivated, and well-trained athlete is gathering himself a competition, he needs to really pay close attention and detail to what he is eating.
Well, Ida, we're made up of the foods that we eat. Everything you put in your mouth becomes a cell in your body. Every time you're putting something in your mouth, think, you know, is this going to be my ACL? Is it going to be a part of my ACL? Is this going to be my eyeball? Is this going to be my rotator cuff? Everything that we put in our mouth is the raw material for the tissue in our body. Our tissues, our organs, our bones, teeth, eyes, hairs, nails are all made up of the things that are in the foods or so-called foods that we're putting in our mouth. If you're going to perform at such a high level that you're putting your body through extensive stress from running, jumping, banging into people and things, swinging, throwing, and your tissue is made up of Cracker Jacks and milkshakes, then you can just rest assured that ACL tears and constant surgeries and drugs are going to be, when I say drugs, I mean, you know, anti-inflammatories, things that our so-called performance enhancement are going to be a part of your life as opposed to just healthy food and strong, healthy bones and joints and tissue. We've got a serious problem with regard to the amount of injuries that our athletes and our high school and college athletes are sustaining. I mean, you could rest assured that if you're playing in sports, either yourself or the guy next to you is going to be getting knee surgery or has had knee surgery already, simply because our tissue is made up of garbage. And if this is the way we lived 10,000 years ago, if we ate the things that we were eating today 10,000 years ago, when our environment required that we had to hunt, we had to fish, we had to farm, we had to navigate the treacherous terrain so that we can get food, then we wouldn't survive as a race of human beings. We wouldn't be here. So to call yourself an athlete would require that you be able to perform the things that our bodies are designed to do, and that's only possible if you're putting things in your mouth that we're designed to digest, assimilate, and utilize.
So let's talk about a well-chosen diet that offers many benefits to an elite athlete. Let's talk about particularly if you're just an athlete and you are a weekend warrior. You don't play that much, but you just want to actually do, you know, weekend type strenuous activities. That's a very simple diet. But if you're someone who's playing at the high school level and you're playing defense and offense, say for instance on football, you're then playing basketball the next season and then playing, you know, running track the next season and some of them playing baseball, how do you deal with that? Because obviously for different sports you've got to eat different things, you know, obviously to protect yourself.
Well, Ida, what's really important to recognize is that even the gentleman who's doing weekend warrior type stuff, even more so, he's going to be at a greater risk for injury simply because he's not training throughout the week for the most part. And most of those guys, from what I understand and from what I've seen in the past, take it as free licensure to go and have beer binges and go and have wings after they play their flag football games and stuff like that. So these guys are, you know, sometimes in their mid-30s and have already have aches and pains and are pretty much falling apart. I see guys like this all the time. So I don't want to discount anyone. Now, if you're a high school athlete that's performing in multiple sports, what it sounds like you're describing to me now.
That tends to be the case. A lot of these kids play different sports, and then they decide on a single sport when they go to college a lot of times.
Which is just fine, which is perfect, which is great, because our body's designed to be utilized in several different aspects. Our children's nutrition is worse than even ours as an obese society of adults. It's a shame, because you go to the restaurants, and for the most part, if you look at the children's menus, they're usually made up of the worst trash that is possibly found in the freezer that you'd find in the restaurant. I mean, these things are, I wouldn't even consider food. So if you're going to be playing multiple sports and you're going to be training year-round, yourself as well as your parents, recruit your parents, or not even, I didn't even want to talk to the athletes, the parents need to understand from a very young age, not even when they're starting to play sports, but I'm talking about infancy, you need to be putting real food in your children's mouths. Don't expect them to start deciding to eat vegetables and meat and healthy grains when they're in high school because they're partaking of sports. If you're an adult and you have young children who you assume are going to play sports, at infancy, you should be feeding them what human beings are designed to eat. And the very first thing that should go into any human being's mouth is its mother's milk. And we decide to give our children processed food from the time they're born.
Okay, listen, you're hearing it here. Listen, we're going to take a 3-minute break here, but we're going to keep this hot topic going here, the benefits of eating well. And what I'm hearing from my guests here is that we need to start thinking about this not before they play sports, but actually at infancy. And mothers out there that's listening to this, get your paper and pen out, because you should be taking notes, because we've got some stuff here we want to share with you. We'll be back in 3 minutes. And again, this is Ida Moyer, and you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyer, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new 5-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Would it be crazy if you just stopped everything? Packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year. What if you left for 2 years? Would people think you'd lost your mind? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? A village crowded with Buddhist temples, not skyscrapers. A place where there isn't a word for recluse, but 1,000 words for community. Would it be crazy to go 5,000 miles from home? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about. to build libraries and fill them with stories, prepare a meal with food you helped grow, to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself. Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Welcome back to the Sports Mavericks Show. It's Ida Moyer, your host. And I have in the studio with me Elia Hughes. He is actually a strength coach. Elliot has dedicated his life to the pursuit of excellence in sports science, natural health, and human performance. It's been his determination and his attention to the specific needs of every individual that has allowed him to assist them. That's been countless athletes and fitness clients to increase their strength, their speed, their vitality, and their motivation. Now, he's done a lot of this through actually advising them on better nutrition. Now, Elliot, I want to welcome you back to the show. We left at the half mark there talking about that this nutrition thing begins at cradle and it goes all the way up to some, you know, ungodly age. But a lot of times what you put in your mouth can actually dictate what kind of injury you could possibly get. And I'm very interested in hearing more on that. So let's talk about a well-chosen diet that can be offered for the benefit of elite athletes. You know, how many carbs they need to have, proteins, dehydration, fruits, vegetable groups. What kind of things would you recommend?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, the very first thing that everyone needs to understand is that you have to eat food. And that may sound strange, but if I take a look at most of the journals of my clients when they come in, it's loaded with things that are non-foods. And what I mean by non-food, I mean something that our digestive system is just not created to handle. So before you do anything, take a look at your refrigerator, if you have anything, or your cupboard. If you have anything that's in there that will last longer than 4 days, then chances are it's really not a food. Food's designed to rot. If you've got food that's sitting in your cabinet for weeks or months at a time or in your refrigerator or freezer, chances are it's not a food or it's loaded with preservatives and additives. What I teach my clients to do is, beyond that point, is to look at your plate before you fill your body with what you're about to sit down to and ask yourself, was this here 10,000 years ago? Now, mind you, our bodies have not evolved or changed very much over the past 10,000 years, or I'm sure much, 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 much further than that. We're the same as we were a very long time ago, and we're designed to eat a certain type of organism. And basically, that comes in the form of plant life or animal life. So if you sit down to your plate and you ask yourself, was this hot dog, or was this slice of pizza, or was this chicken McNugget here 10,000 years ago, and you knew what was actually in that, you'd be lying to yourself, essentially. Beyond that, we want to talk a little bit about macronutrient ratios, and it sounds like that's what you're asking a little bit about, Ida. And fair enough. What that basically means is there is a certain proportion of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats that are optimal for each individual uniquely, and then the demands of your sport or activity dictate how much you're going to eat of each as well. So the very first thing, if we go as far back as the individual instead of just talking broadly with regard to sport performance, every individual has a completely different macronutrient ratio demand than another. You know, that's why some people do really well on Atkins-type diets where they lose weight and they feel great, they have energy, but their cousin or their neighbor or their uncle gained weight, now has heart disease, and is tired all the time. And the reason why that happens is because each one of us has a unique metabolic type. And that basically means that there's a certain amount of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates that we need individually. Finding that out is the very first thing that you want to do for a foundational or a base level of health and fitness.
Well, let me stop you right there. How do you find that out? I mean, you've got poor knowledge of food, inadequate, information, you've got poor finances in some of these instances. How do you find out? Where do you go to get that information?
Here's my answer for practically everything that most people ask in their so-called problems. Pay attention. And that may sound strange, and you may want to write that down because it's very important, because we don't pay attention. For example, if you go to House of Pancakes, or they call it IHOP now, and you eat a stack of pancakes, and the stack of pancakes is so high that it's the level of it's up to your eyeballs, and an hour later you're hungry again, something's wrong. If the same thing happens if you eat a steak and you can't go to bed for 4 hours because it's sitting in your chest, something's wrong. Listen to your body, and that's our best teacher. You don't have to do any type of extensive testing or go see a professional or be a genius with any regard to pay attention to what your body's telling you. The very first thing that you'll pay attention that you'll start noticing is that you're eating a tremendous amount of sugar, and you may even be addicted to sugar, because most of us are. And when you fill your body with most of these foods and so-called foods that are loaded in sugar, and they're hidden. Sugar, because it's so addictive, is hidden in everything, from cold cuts to cigarettes. Sugar is in everything. You'll notice that you get a high. You feel good. And it becomes an endorphin rush. It's an addiction. But you crash for the most part. So finding out how much, you know, if that's the case, let's go back to the pancake stack. If you're eating a stack of pancakes and an hour later you're hungry again, even though it was a 4,000-calorie meal, then you're not getting enough fats and proteins in your diet, which would be obvious. And then on the flip side, if you eat a steak and you haven't digested it 4 hours later and you're sluggish and you want to go take a nap, that's an indication that you didn't get enough carbohydrates in that meal. So paying attention to what your body does and tells you an hour to 2 hours after the foods that you eat. You should feel good. You should feel energetic. You should feel full of life and ready to go.
So now, carbohydrates, it's like the key nutrient for energy supply is what you're saying. And so athletes must be aware of the foods that they can actually eat and can digest. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes. We all have a unique need for the amount of carbohydrates we're going to need. For example, if your genetic makeup is designed, is based on say, for example, Eskimo, you know, people who for thousands of years never saw an apple in their life or in their great-great-great-grandfather's lives. All they ate was caribou and buffalo meat or whatever was available, salmon perhaps, up in Alaska or Canada where the Eskimos were. To tell that person that they need to eat 11 servings of grains, rice and potatoes and vegetables, you know, 6 servings of vegetables and fruits a day, like the pyramid tells us, you're doing that person a disservice, and that's part of the reason why diabetes is on such a rise. So carbohydrates, yes, are important, but the amount that each individual gets is unique, and we need to pay attention to
exactly what it is. Now, we have an email here, and they're asking the question that if carbohydrates is important, where does the protein food come in at?
Protein, well, for thousands of years again, and you'll hear me say this over and over again, because something that I subscribe to is that we are primal beings. You know, our bodies haven't changed much living in a modern world. So essentially, human beings were nomadic. We followed, throughout our history, we followed meat. We followed animals. So a large majority of the foods that we ate, and depending on where your people are from on the planet Earth, ate lots of meat or went to extensive and to get your hands on meat. Either they traveled very far to get to the water for fish, or they would hunt. And as far as protein is concerned, it's essential not only that you get an adequate amount of protein, generally they'll say, and I don't like to use general terms because we're all unique, but generally they'll say 1 to 2 grams of protein per pound of body weight based on your activity level. But with regard to proteins, we're constantly told that eating lean sources in absence of fat is the best choice, when in reality, because we want to mention fat, proteins are designed to be digested and assimilated in the presence of fat, in particular saturated fats, because that's what's associated with animal protein. Human beings are designed to digest, utilize, and assimilate animal protein. So if you're trying to get a rich source of protein in your diet, I suggest everyone, regardless of your metabolic type, have some sort of what I call eyes food with every meal. And what I mean by an eyes food is, did this come from something that had eyes, or did it previously have eyes? And I don't necessarily mean potatoes.
Okay. Okay, because I understand the white potatoes actually turn into sugar in your body, whereas the sweet potatoes actually don't. So let's say, let's just sort of back up a little bit. So really a wholesome, nutritious, rich diet to really meet our energy needs should be based largely on, in some instances, vegetables, fruits, beans, grains, animal meats, oils, carbohydrates, should at least be there to ensure an adequate intake of our vitamins and our minerals. So where does hydration come in at?
I've once heard a friend of mine who is a pretty respected doctor in the field of natural health say that we are hairy bags of water with teeth. And obviously he was joking, but essentially his point was that we are water. We're made up of 70% to 90% water. If you're not hydrated, I mean, the very first thing that happens is neurological function drops. So essentially, you can't think properly because your brain requires lots of water. A general point for you, and take your pen out and write this down, is that we should all be utilizing and drinking at least half our body weight in ounces of water every day. And again, with regard to quality, the quality of the water that you drink is essential. Our waterways are polluted. I mean, we've got hundreds of thousands of miles of waterways and on our planet that are polluted with all. Well, you don't even want to know what's in most of what we're supposedly drinking. So, getting your hands on a quality source of water, which is becoming less and less available, is key. So I suggest using bottled water, filtered water. There's no way anyone in America should be drinking anything, should be drinking tap water. You should be filtering your water. I don't care where you live, you have the capacity to get a Brita water filter for $15 to at least get the chlorine out of the
tap water itself. Okay, wow, we are really going full speed ahead here. Talk about nutrition for athletes. Again, athletes come in different sizes and shapes and fall on different type of training programs as well as nutritional needs. That's the call of the day. You gotta listen to your body. That's what our speaker is saying tonight. This is Elliot Hughes, the strength coach. He's giving it to us one-on-one here on Sports Maverick. We'll be back in about 3 minutes, and again, we'll be talking more about this subject, and we'll ask our guests here to talk about the special needs of athletes, from traveling athletes to endurance sports as well as winter sports, and let's get his take on the little bit of things that, say, a male basketball player may need versus, say, for instance, a female gymnast as well as a marathon runner. This is Ida Moya, your host, and you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show. We'll be back in 3.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moye, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new 5-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure.
There's this girl I kind of like.
Say no more.
You just have to impress her. Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
You know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, oh! There you go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs. I start to cough.
Did you know your child's asthma attacks can be triggered by things like shower curtains, a blanket, even a teddy bear?
I feel like I'm choking.
And there are many other things in your home and your child's classroom you may not know about. For the latest information, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Help prevent your child's asthma attacks and avoid the emergency room. Call toll-free 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Or visit www.noattacks.org.
I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyer. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Well, welcome back to the Sports Maverick Show, and thank you so much for being with us. And we're talking about nutrition for athletes and lifestyle. And obviously, when you are an elite athlete out there, you got to pay attention to your body. You got to pay attention to what you put in your mouth, and you got to make sure that you're drinking plenty of water. And as our guest said here, is that you need to be drinking at least half of your body weight in water. It's very important that you do basically replenish, you know, all of these salt replacements. I mean, you have to get in there and make sure that you're paying attention to your body, because that is your gold mine. So let's get back into our conversation here with Elliot Hughes. He's our strength coach here, and of course, Elliot is the owner of Strength Camp Inc. and out of St. Petersburg, Florida. Elliot, just tell the people how they can actually go on your website and learn a little bit more about the things that you're doing and the programs you have available.
Well, real quickly, before I do that, I have a gift for you guys at home. So take out your pen and write down this website. A lot of the things that I'm speaking about here tonight, if you weren't able to write it down, I have it in a report, a free report that I designed, and you can download and read that. If you go to this website, it's www.primal-edge.com, so primal-edge.com, and I just set that up to have free reports on there, and if you download that, I'll get that to you. With regard to the Strength Camp service that I provide down here in St. Petersburg, we work with men of all ages and athletes in building their strength, endurance, speed, and work capacity. And basically, we have a lot of fun making you more athletic, energetic, and fit.
Well, and we also like to know that if you know that, you know, there's a lot of sports that are played year-round in Florida. Baseball, you know, football, basketball, you know, soccer, and all that, and that's all, you know, a lot of those athletes are available to Elliot, and so I'm sure they come through your doors. Give them a telephone number as well as an email for you.
Sure. The Strength Camp website is actually strengthcamp.com, S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H, camp, C-A-M-P.com. And you can access that and get my phone number and email address, or you can also email me at strengthcamp@gmail.com. And that's the best way to get in touch with me. I respond to my email every day. So if you have any questions, concerns, you'd like to learn more about Strength Camp, that's strengthcamp@gmail.com.
Okay, if you miss any of the information, we'll be giving it back to you before we close the show, but I wanted to make sure you made a note of that. Now, Elliot, again, we're talking about the nutrition for athletes, and we're talking about lifestyle, and it is different than someone who is basically playing on the weekend, but we know that there's different things for different athletes. Let's talk about a male basketballer, someone who plays at, you know, at 9 p.m. and therefore needs pregame meals and post game recovery meals, and say they're 6'10" tall and weighing, say, 100 kilograms. He needs to eat plenty of, I would think, of a lot of something to maintain his large size. What type of food should he be putting into his body?
Well, the type of foods are basically, I'm just going to reiterate what I said before. You want to make sure, first of all, that it is foods. You're getting proteins from meat, carbohydrates, from grains and vegetables, preferably above-ground vegetables, and a minimal amount of fruit, especially post-workout. That's when you want to have your highest carbohydrate meals. Prior to a game, I try to advise my athletes to eat quite light. You want to have a meal beforehand. And your most important, especially during the week and your training sessions, most important thing you do after your workout is, and forgive me because this is, I've only recently started suggesting this because of time issues and convenience, but I suggest now that athletes take a protein shake with some fruit, preferably a high glycemic fruit like bananas, right after their workouts. Your body, after a workout or after a basketball game, your body is in an extreme catabolic state. That simply means that your tissue is actually breaking down. That's why at the end of the season you're always 10-15 pounds lighter than when you started. To help slow that process down, you want to fill your body with proteins, and a protein shake makes it very easy for you to do, and some fruit right after your workout every single time. You never want to miss that.
So, post-game, a big banana smoothie, perhaps?
Yeah, a lot of times those smoothies, they put all types of strange sugar and stuff in it. But
okay,
yeah,
say bananas, skim milk, you know, that probably works better than, say, putting all that other stuff in there, like ice creams and all that, things like that.
Yeah.
The good stuff, right? And say, you know, pre-event, you may want to look at maybe eating some noodles, maybe a little bit of pasta, maybe 3 to 4 cups of noodles, and maybe a small bowl of fruit or something like that.
Well, I wouldn't overdo the carbohydrates before your game.
Okay.
I used to do that, and it turns out that I'm what's called a fast oxidizer. I don't do very well on lots of protein or lots of carbohydrates. I used to do the high carb meal right before my workouts and games, and I'd really like almost be in a dizzy spell halfway through the game. I never understood why until I studied nutrition. So I definitely suggest you at home and write this down, and I coach all my athletes to eat a balanced meal with a little bit of protein, carbohydrates, and fats in that pre-workout meal about an hour before your meal. So don't cheat yourself and leave anything out. The carb up myth is slowly being expelled. You want to eat a meal that's balanced, especially for your metabolic type, before your workout.
So let's talk about the female gymnast. I mean, she needs to eat, he or she eats and eats small meals because they need to keep their energy intake low to maintain, I guess, this trim shape and low body fat level. So their energy requirements are lower, I think, because they're smaller, is that true? And particularly what they would, I mean, obviously they would be looking at things that are low in fat. Is that correct?
My suggestion with regard to fats is avoid low-fat diets. When you go into a low-fat diet, especially as a female, females need more fat than men simply because you bear children.
Right.
When the fat goes down too low, and fat, believe it or not, is a hormone precursor, especially testosterone and estrogen. They're anabolic hormones. When a female athlete reduces, or a female in general, reduces the amount of fats, especially saturated fats in their diet, and their body fat percentage gets too low, they get into a position what's called amenorrhea, and that simply means the period stops because your body is perceiving danger because there's not enough of the right macronutrients, in particular fats, available in the diet. it's a tough situation for gymnasts. A lot of them are suffering from amenorrhea because the requirements for their body weight are so stringent, and the sport is so highly competitive that it's quite damaging to their reproductive situation and to their health in general. You know, I don't work with very many gymnasts or female athletes, but I do have a lot of compassion for you guys out there, and this may go against all conventional thinking, but my suggestion is to consider your overall health and consider the fact that you may want to reproduce and have bear children someday in the future, even though your chances of winning an Olympic gold medal is 1 in maybe 100,000. I'd pass that up for the fact that your body is much more fragile and dependent on nutrition than
well, Coach Elliott, we just got an email, and the person is asking, is this a good diet? She has a small serving of lean meat, grilled, all fats removed from that. She said medium potato boiled, and maybe three different type of vegetables. She likes carrots, beans, and broccoli, and have a little bit of fruit yogurt. She wants to know, is that okay? She says with that, she gets short bursts of high-intensity work. She can do that when she does that. And she says this helps her focus a lot, because she said usually when she eats lower calories, she tends to be hungry. But this way, she hasn't been.
Sounds like a pretty good meal to me. I'm happy that you're getting the meat in there. You've got above-ground vegetables, which is always my suggestion. I think I heard a little bit of potatoes in there, which is fine. It sounds quite balanced, which is important. It's very important. If you're a young athlete, if you're in high school or college, and you're a female, and that's the type of diet that you're maintaining, I'd give you a gold medal, because you're doing 10 times better than 99.9% of the athletes, even professionals, that are out there. So if you can keep that up, continue. Congratulations.
Now, male marathon runners, of course, they eat plenty of carbohydrates to support their daily training program, and these carbohydrates generally provide the preferred fuel for their muscles. But although it's light and it's low in body fat, their energy requirement is high, isn't it?
Any type of repetitive movement is going to create what's called pattern overload. Now, stepping outside of the realm of nutrition for a moment, if you're a marathon runner, you're moving within the sagittal plane. Essentially, you're going forward over and over and over again. You're doing miles and miles and miles and miles a week going in one particular direction. Our bodies aren't designed to do that. We're designed to move in a multidirectional manner. We're designed to bend, twist, push, pull, lunge, squat in many different manners. And if you're moving, if you're doing that many amount of miles in one direction and not stretching and moving in the frontal plane or moving in different directions, you're setting yourself up for disaster and injury simply because of overuse.
Okay, so what you're saying here is you really got to pay attention to your diet. Now, issues regarding hydration is big here, because I understand that you have to drink plenty of fluids, but you can't overdo it, and you have different intakes of it, but you have to continue to rehydrate, say, afterwards, but a lot of them don't drink as much water as, say, other people in other sports. We're going to come back and finish this up a little bit here. I want to get your take on the issues surrounding football players, because a lot of them have big frames now. They train very strenuous, to 3 to 4 hours each day. They have high needs for energy and carbohydrates, and at the same time, though, some of them were considered as being legally overweight. So we'll come back and talk a little bit about that as we go into our next segment. We also want to talk a little bit about the supplements that are out there that people can use, and also just the sticky issue about the doping issues and why doping is such a big issue today than it's been in the past. Again, this is Ida Moye, your host, and you're listening to the Sports Maverick Show. We'll be back in about 3 minutes with our wonderful guest, Elliott Hughes, who is the strength coach.
Your Hall of Fame. Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Daddy, I think Bullet wants to go outside.
Then take him, son. Sure, he's a Great Dane, meaner and 100 pounds heavier than you. Sure, he's strong enough to tow an SUV, but you're a Peterson, and at four, you're a man. So take Bullet's chain and wrap it around your wrist twice.
Like this?
I use both hands, but hey. Now show him who's boss. Let him know who's top of the food chain.
But I'm afraid I could get hurt.
I'm afraid I don't understand. Just keep him away from that cat.
Come on, boy.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Daddy!
Make him spit that cat out this instant!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
In a landscape dominated by male talk show hosts, the Sports Maverick Show with host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, has consistently offered a new dimension to sports since the year 2000. Ida's new five-part CD series entitled Survival Guide for Student Athletes from High School, College to the Pros is a must-have for every parent with an elite athlete. The Sports Maverick Show is where the best gets better on and off the field. Order your survival guide today. Log on to www.pro-readycoach.com. That's PROREADYCOACH.com. Pro-readycoach.com.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You are listening to the Sports Maverick Show with Ida Moyet. If you would like to join the conversation today, please call now. The number is 1-866-472-5787. That's 1-866-472-5787. Now, back to the Sports Mavericks.
Well, thank you for returning back with us. We are in that last 15 minutes of our show, and we would be remiss by not actually sending out some thank yous to some very exciting people out there. Sports Maverick Inc., which is our corporation that makes this possible, as well as VoiceAmerica.com and the Motivox people that lets us bring this show every single week to you, bringing you good information that you can actually use today and get there and make sure you're watching those athletes very closely. Also want to make an announcement that if you go to www.sportsmavericks.com, we have finally released our Pro Ready Coach series, which deals with everything from high school, college to the pros. We've got information on there on any subject matter could actually come up. And just go in there. We made it very, very affordable at $29.95 for 5 CDs. And we also have a bonus price that you can buy all 5 series for $120. So take a look at that, mothers, and make that investment in your kids because it has all that valuable information for you. So go to www.sportsmavericks.com. Also, I wanted to just let you know that, in fact, that we will continue our plight that soon we will be on television. So we will be talking about that in future broadcasts here. So, again, I want to go back and our program here, we've got our wonderful strength coach here, Elliot Hughes, who's been so generous with his time to talk about fitness and strength and the lifestyle of elite athletes and how you can make sure that you get the right intake into your body, that you're not eating junk food, that you're actually are paying attention to your body. Now, Elliot, before we left, we talked about that there are supplements that people can use if you don't get that, you know, natural things out of the food groups, because you said there's a lot of problems with food groups right now. So we talk about supplements, and the people talk about antioxidants. Athletes obviously have to be aware of strict things that are happening with supplements out there. There's some problems with doping issues. So speak to me a little bit of how you go about picking a supplement.
Well, the very first thing that we have to establish is that food is what we're designed to utilize. I've only recently started doing research and utilizing supplements in conjunction with a healthy diet, And the very first one that I typically suggest my clients use, especially athletes, are meal replacement powders or drinks. And they come in the form of protein, carbohydrate, and fat mixed into one shake, which just makes it pretty easy. It's not the highest quality of food, but if you're eating a healthy diet, 3 square meals a day, and you need extra calories, which most football players, basketball players, baseball players do need, then post-workout or throughout the day, I suggest you use something like a Myoplex shake or even any type of weight gain or Metrex.
Okay. What about sports drinks? What about sports bars?
Well, sports drinks, I think is a crock. We're designed to drink water, and the mere fact that our water has been depleted to such a great degree as our soil is part of the reason why we don't stay hydrated when we're drinking most waters. What you can do to get the electrolytes that are present in most sports drinks without all the sugar, the high fructose corn syrups, the dye, and the other garbage that makes you sick, sad, and tired that's in it, is add a little bit of Celtic sea salt, which is loaded in minerals that are essential for your cell health, to your water, just enough to taste it. It shouldn't be salty, just enough to stimulate your palate. With regard to the sports bars, again, I haven't really dabbled much in that. If they are meal replacement bars, again, if you're eating a diet that's rich in real food, then you supplement that to get some extra calories because it may be tough based on convenience to get some. I've seen guys who eat 3-4 of those things a day and think that they're going to get somewhere. They're going to get big or they're going to get stronger. And that's just not the case. And they're the ones who usually end up succumbing to the pressure because they never got the foundation right and end up using things like steroids.
And let's talk a little bit about that. Obviously, even though it's been alleged that Barry Bonds used steroids and it's never been proven, it is still at the front of the issues here. We know that there was also some allegation that, in fact, that the Panthers, when they went to the Super Bowl that one year, that, in fact, that they had actually used steroids. So why is there so much of that right now? Is it because people are trying to compensate for the things that are lacking in food and on these nutritional things, that they're doing that so they can compensate to give them that power boost that they're looking for?
Well, you know what? I believe that it's just an expression of our microwave and cable TV culture. We've become extremely lazy as people and athletes. Our athletes are very, very lazy. Not very many people know what hard work is anymore when it comes to physical work. And then discipline, which is required to live a lifestyle that's conducive to athletics. I get baseball players in all the time, and I put 20 pounds of lean muscle on a kid in less than 3 months consistently. I make these kids big, strong, and powerful, and it's by using food and a few nutritional supplements. But you know what the difference is between them and the kids who end up using steroids is that they come into the gym and they work their butts off till sweat is coming out of their eyeballs. Then they go home, and with the right coaching, they put the right things in their bodies. They get just as, or listen very closely, better results than the kids who are using steroids, because the kids who are using steroids are generally lazy and don't even work out hard when they're using it. So do yourself a favor. Learn how to cultivate discipline with regard to your diet, which is lacking in all regards of our society, and start training hard. Everybody wants to lift light weights for a lot of reps. Everybody's afraid of heavy weight. Everybody's afraid of hard work. It's plain and simple. Using steroids works. I hate I don't want to burst anyone's bubble out there, but it works. And it works damn well, but it works in such a way that you don't need anything else to do. And it's like winning the lottery. You don't really own what you just got, so chances are you're going to lose it. Most people who win the lottery a few months later, you take a look at them, or years later, look at them, and they're more broke than when they started. Most of these people who use steroids, look at them after their career has ended, or even high school kids a few years later, and they're either injured because they didn't use it properly, or they just didn't end up going anywhere because the foundation, the character that's necessary to become a professional and to be a damn good professional, it just wasn't cultivated. You don't know how to work hard, so you're cheating.
So it's like taking the elevator of success versus laying a foundation of excellence, which is doing the hard work, developing the work ethic, because I would assume that typically a person that would be attracted to something like that, they've got some missing entities there. I mean, either, you know, they have not been the best on their team, they have not, like you said, had the work ethic to get things done, and so therefore they're trying to overcompensate, and as a result of it, they're doing more harm to their body, because in later years, like you said, they probably have other kind of problems that they have to deal with. And I think about Lyle Zedel, who died with a brain tumor, and he had used steroids for years accordingly. So therefore, you know, it is not a pretty finish by using these steroids, no question about it. But the glory really comes, I would think, when you can step up on that platform and say, I did it. You know, I did it. Am I with you, Elliot?
Absolutely.
You know, it's about you saying you did it. So, Elliot, again, thank you so much for being with us. But take this time to give your website out again, please.
You can learn about Strength Camps and our services at www.strengthcamp.com. That's S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H, camp, C-A-M-P.com.
Excellent. And that special report is at www.primeredge.com. Special report on nutrition. Parents, go there. Read that article. Download it. Give it to your children. Pass it on to the other mothers and fathers and let them know there is help on the way. Give Elliot a jingle. He's at www.strengthcamp.com. This is Ida Moye, your host at the Sports Maverick Show. We'll be back again next Tuesday, and we'll be back talking more about the mental and the physical healthy athlete, how we can achieve that. Don't miss that. We'll have more surprises for you. And a special kudos out to LeBron James as he tries to win one game for the Cavs. It's an uphill battle, LeBron, but we're rooting for you. And also, special kudos to Donovan for following his heart and not following the money. Again, Ida Moye, your host. We'll be back next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. And go to our website, www.sportsmaverick.com, and get the latest on all of the various different things we have available for you. A lot of Tuesdays, parents. Go there and pick up some of that information. Again, good night, and we'll see you next week.
Changing every day.
Thank you for joining Ida Moye and the Sports Maverick Show. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you have a question or a story you'd like to share with Ida, you can email her at sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. sportsmavericks@yahoo.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Trying to get pregnant? Need vital information on fertility and reproduction? Then tune in to HaveABaby.com Live with host Kim Hahn, brought to you by the Share Institutes for Reproductive Medicine. From enhanced embryo selection and male infertility to third-party reproduction and pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, Kim Hahn and the doctors from the Share Institutes cover the questions and concerns that couples face when they are trying to have a family. HaveABaby.com Live with host Kim Hahn broadcasts each Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. HaveABaby.com Live, sponsored by the Share Institutes for Reproductive Medicine, helping couples go from infertility to family.
Real Life Solutions, Voice America Health and Wellness.
When you combine energy secrets from ancient China and the latest breakthroughs in medicinal science, you get power healing with Dr. Shaw. Heard every Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness. Each week, Dr. Shaw will bring you another step closer to the expanding world of body space medicine. You will